Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Thanks for downloading this Little Empire podcast. This show has a real-life, live-record event that you can come to in Auckland, New Zealand during the NZ International Comedy Festival powered by Flick Electric Co. Deets and tickets at comedyfestival.co.nz.
Well, it's the Friend Zone, with Tim and Guy. Come to the Friend Zone and have a good time. Yes, it's the Friend Zone, with Tim and Guy, because making friends is the best idea of all time.
Hello and welcome to Friend Zone 43 with your old mate Spindly Timbly Wimbly.
And myself, Guy Montgomery. Truly a pleasure to be here in the same room, in the same place, at the same time.
Yeah.
Just shooting the breeze, talking about our feelings. Tim, you're going through a pretty hard time right now. You want to share with the friends?
I wasn't going to, but since you've brought it up, yeah, I've lost a lot of things in the last 24 hours.
Yeah, man.
Would you like a laundry list?
Yeah, I've already heard it, but by all means, I think our friends would love to hear.
All right. 6 t-shirts, 2 pairs of shorts, some jeans, and not only that, but my favorite skivvy.
Man,
my number one skivvy.
So weird to me that they're all clothes and they're all taken from your house. And yeah. I found several t-shirts, a skivvy that looks a lot like your favorite skivvy, a few pairs of shorts, and some jeans.
Yeah.
Burn them all, put them in a fire. I was cold, man. I had to stay warm.
Yeah, and I don't begrudge that. It's just so weird that you think you found something that was on my clothesline and my property.
That's where I find a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff flying around your house, man.
Mm.
A lot of good, expensive stuff.
We're coming to you live from the Basement Theatre, which is where all the... we're doing a whole bunch of live podcast episodes here. I say we. Guy won't be in all of them. He'll mainly be in this one for the worst idea of all time that we're doing in Auckland on who knows the date, you know?
Man, I wish we knew that.
I could bring it up.
That's a rookie mistake. Do that one.
Fun.
I'll bring up Sydney, and then we'll both have a juicy plug ready.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, buddy.
Okay, cool. That sounds great. So we're doing a live episode for the New Zealand International Comedy Festival in Auckland, and the date of our one is the 14th of May. It's a Sunday, and it's at 3 p.m., and it's going to be hot shit. If I do say so myself.
I'll tell you what, we had a very good time doing it at the Melbourne Comedy Festival.
And I reckon people had a good time absorbing it too. The people who were there in the crowd had some lovely feedback about people listening to it.
No
people
doubt.
Like yourself listening right now.
Yeah.
Listening out there in
a lot of positive energy. Land. Also, we'll be in Sydney on Saturday the 20th of May during the Sydney Comedy Festival. 5:45 p.m. at the Enmore Theatre. Tickets are on sale now. If you look up Worst Area of All Time Sydney, you'll find them. But that's not why we're here. We're here to talk about and to you.
You know, I used to live near the Enmore.
I didn't know that, dude.
Yeah, I lived in Sydney for about 6 months.
You'll notice I didn't even ask you an open-ended question about how that experience was for you.
I remember one time I went to Luna Park with my mate.
This is great.
And it was that age when you're too young to
a letter from Fraser. Fraser writes,
we drank
Yo,
way too much.
Timbly Wimbly.
No, this isn't going to work in a podcast setting. It's going to be very confusing
and
with two
flesh.
Voices. So basically, I had too many beers.
And
I looked down at my foot in Luna Park in this theme park, and my foot was just bloody. And I was wearing what the Americans call flip flops, what I would call a jandal. And I had just totally skinned my big toe on the. You don't look impressed with this.
Man.
You look disgusted.
It's gross.
Yeah. Hey, we're joined by Henry Stone, Australian comedian.
How dare you call him? You guys say, oh, the Americans will call him a flip-flop. I'll call him a jandal. Yeah. You're in Australia, fucking Luna Park in Australia. Can you call it what they'd call it? And you call it a fucking thong, thank you?
All right. Sorry, bowl.
It's important Henry's here to keep us in line, keep us in check.
It is Anzac Day.
Yeah.
Look it up, everyone.
That's right. You do have to look that up if you are outside of Australia or New Zealand. An important day. Now, this one comes from Fraser. He writes, Yo, Timbly Wimbly and Flash.
Hold on, Guy. How are you?
Man, I'm so good. Melbourne Festival's over.
You sound frustrated at me. That's the tone I'm getting.
I just get the feeling I'm really trying to press on with this friend zone and you're really putting a lot of obstacles in my way. I'm sorry about the clothes, dude, but I was cold and they were there. Yo, Timbly Wimbly and Flash. I'm at the start of season 3, so I don't want any spoilers for anything you guys have done recently. I hope it's all good, though. Too bad, Fraser. Just wanted to say that I watched the trailer for We Are Your Friends and shit, man. Everyone in the movie is so beautiful compared to what was in my mind. Zac Efron, the walking man with his head in a jar, Futurama style, actually. Actually, Johnny Depp in a walking, talking squirrel. Gotta say, I'm actually pretty pissed off because I thought Johnny Depp was in this movie.
Although I always did
think it was weird how Johnny Depp would agree to be one of the boys in a fuckboy crew. Anyways, I hope you guys are doing well. Sorry, no cash this time, but maybe at the end of season 3, peace. Just a little message from Fraser there.
Fraser, God bless you and all that you do. And I'm sorry to disappoint you, dude. This is the last thing we want to do with this podcast.
People got to get used to disappointment.
Yeah, actually, fuck you, Fraser.
Yeah, dude, you got it.
Go the other way with it. Ryan writes to us, dearest T-Bone, as well as my treasured G-Spot, though I doubt he sits through your email even in the most dire of circumstances. Oh, sifts, I beg your pardon. Sight reading, not my strength. Not a strength of the old Timberland.
No, it never has been, and maybe one day it will be.
I don't
think you teach yourself to be good at sight reading?
I don't think so.
By definition, I guess not. Unless you just practice reading out random passages every day for a year.
Yeah. Well, I have been doing that and it hasn't gotten any
better.
That's
a neat little passion project for you to do after the worst idea of all time.
The funny thing is, each episode. I am about to, in a matter of a few weeks, be hosting a TV show that's going to involve a live broadcast and probably reading something off like a teleprompter. How's that going to go, Guy? Probably not well.
Man, I tell you what, the ratings are going to be tough and I can only imagine the criticism is going to be even worse.
Ryan continues.
How soon do you start that?
End of May.
Oh, I wish you hadn't said end of May.
Why is that?
I've just got a new job. I'm the television critic for New Zealand beginning, you're not going to believe it, end of May.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What's your start date? I'll give you when the show's on, yeah, just apropos of nothing. 30th of May.
Yeah.
It's the first night of the show.
That's my first gig.
Is it really?
What's the show called?
It's called Banter.
Oh, that is a bad start.
Is it? Yeah. You're telling me. I fought tooth and nail to get that name changed. Tooth and nail.
This is my first job as Banter. And I've got no plans on watching the show, but I've already written up what is a scathing takedown based on the title and host.
Two syllables is all I need.
Yeah.
Ryan continues, I've been a massive fan since season 1, guys. You two have really something special you've whipped up in the worst idea of all time and are genuinely more inspiring than you realise. What a sweet intro. That's lovely. As such, I've always wanted to see what it feels like to suffer so needlessly as you do every year and have kept myself up at night wondering if I could ever watch the same goddamn movie every week for 1 year. So I am. My good friend ZR Paul, great name, and I have watched The Hot Chick starring Rob Schneider
and
Rachel McAdams and Anna Faris.
I was thinking of The Animal. Oh. Rob Schneider did a movie with one of the cast members from the first season of Survivor. I think her name was Colleen. Used to have a big old crush on her.
You were a big Survivor fan, eh?
For a year.
The early Survivor. Every bloody week for the past 31 weeks. Whoa, this guy's in it. This guy's in it. What do you make of that, Henry Stone?
Wild.
31 weeks of
so good to have
the
Henry
hot chick.
That's a lot.
And it's driving us absolutely mental. The honeymoon ship has long since sailed. Tensions are skyrocketing at a rate of Sundays. Bringing your beloved and revered format to Hollywood, we've broadcast our weekly lamentations. Lamentations, is that how you say that word?
Yeah.
Lamington. On a podcast called The Mistake, and there's a hyperlink in the email that I can't read out loud because it's hyperlink. We Americans are turning out to be much weaker than the Kiwi breed, but are proudly outspoken about the fact that this mad idea belongs to you two and have nothing but respect for the magic you tune out every week. This is your baby, but we've humbly nicked it for a night on the town. I've admittedly been sitting on this email for weeks wondering whether or not I should reach out to the boys, fearing I'd be a dash fucked off at a couple of stateside children for nicking your baby. Sorry, that would be angry at him. As mere pawns next to the kings we find in you, we know our meagre place well in the courts of comedy. But to be honest, Mighty Tim, With nothing but the most ardent respect and genuine admiration for you and Guy Guy, I can confidently say I care about nothing but crashing and burning into the finish line of this phenomenal endeavor, so I'm reaching out. If you have any advice on surviving the home stretch, it would be well savored. With all the love and desperation I can muster, Ryan Milena Davis.
Man, Ryan, the early 30s truly are some of the hardest and darkest times you'll be going through.
Yeah.
And
have you seen The Hot Chick?
Yeah, man. I was a huge Schneider guy back in my youth. Hot Chick, Juice Bigelow, The Animal, I had them all on VHS. And I wasn't allowed a TV in my room during school term, but then on holidays, my sisters and I would each get a turn we had a TV with a built-in VCR player.
That is mean.
And we put it in there.
We watched some
Rob Schneider. I remember one Christmas, I got a copy of Road Trip on VHS.
I got Road Trip at the dawn of the DVD era. Man. I watched that movie a lot.
It's a good film. Yeah, I used to have a lot of laughs to it. Yeah, it was great. Had a TV with a VHS in my room, had access to Road Trip. A woman getting her breasts out on screen. Tell you what,
that little 13-year-old's
penis was rubbed raw dog. Woo, that's filthy.
That is disgusting. And not the usual tone we like to bring to the friend zone.
I don't know where that came from. I think it's this.
Listen, to our friends who are stateside endeavouring to do what we've done with The Hot Chick, can you give the mic over to Henry for a bit? I feel like you might just want to pop
it's
in.
Amy Smart.
In the Road Trip?
Yep.
Yeah, it is. Good. Yeah,
do you know that because you did the same thing?
I just know who it is.
That's a confession.
I would say, just like, you know, be in the defeat. You know, don't try and like shirk the defeat ignore the defeat. Just embrace the defeat and live in the bomb.
That is so true. I never thought about taking that lesson from the podcast to live performance. You got to acknowledge however weird you're feeling in real time. Otherwise, you're suppressing it and then you're not really indulging either of the experiences. You're just in this weird...
People want honesty.
Emotional purgatory. This one comes from Kelly, who writes, I know I'm a little behind in the times, but I have discovered your podcast and I have been binging season 2. Huge fan of Sex and the City show. Never saw the movies. Anyway, just finished Ep 23. We urge your listeners to watch for themselves because we need to see to believe. So here I am. I'm only about 10 minutes in, gay wedding, and can feel my blood pressure rising significantly. I have no idea how you guys made it through 52 of these without blowing your brains out. You're doing God's work, sons. That's from Mama Kelly.
Mama Kelly.
Not to be mistaken with Mama Cass of the Mamas and the Papas.
I love that you, 10 minutes into a film that we have spent... How long is the movie again? 101 minutes?
No, it's 120. It's 146.
Oh, that math is hard. But we've spent like hours and hours and hours, maybe a couple of days worth in total, and you got 10 minutes into it and were like, I got to write these boys.
Yeah.
This thing's atrocious.
Can I tell you this? Fate of the Furious, 1 hour and, no, not sorry, 1 hour, 160 minutes.
106, that's like 3 hours or something.
2 hours 40.
Henry's seen it. I'll give you.
134 minutes.
Oh, sorry.
It's 2 hours and 15.
2 hours 15. That's a lot more crisp.
It's longer than 2:15. Verify.
How long is Fate
You got to mic him up if he's talking, guy.
How long is Fate of the Furious, please? 2:40. Fuck!
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that your face in my butt? It feels good.
Bombed out, Henry Stein.
Feels good, doesn't it?
Now you're just repeating me. You've really gone to the dogs.
Hey, listen. To Mama, I would say this. How was the rest of the movie? Please write us another email. And thank you for diving in the pool.
While you read the next letter, I'll write to her right now to make sure we get that information.
Good shit. Because we do have a habit of that, eh? Like, you know what? It'd be good if we replied. This is our reply, though. The reply is the verbal communique on here.
Absolutely.
Hello, listener. This is Tim Batt, interrupting your podcast to bring you a short ad that is only relevant to people in my home, New Zealand. If you're not in New Zealand, my apologies. The NZ International Comedy Festival, powered by Flick Electric Co., is happening from April 27 till May 21 and features literally every single Kiwi on this podcast network. There are many, many great live comedy shows happening, so if you enjoy this podcast, chances are you'll enjoy seeing them live. Go to comedyfestival.co.nz and buy tickets to some great shows now. That's comedyfestival.co.nz.
Take it away, Tim.
Someone's written in the subject line, the worst idea of all time, just a repeat of what I wrote via PayPal with slight corrections. So, I don't know. Let's just begin the journey and see how we get on, eh? This message was sent to us on 420, bro. Nice. Hey, resident good boys. Just to make sure the message I've attached when I was hashtag paying the boys last month didn't get lost in the ether, here it is again in all its glory. Also gave me a chance to correct some mistakes, which is always good. And every word in that last bit was spelt wrong. Dear Spindly Timbly Wimbly and... Dear Spibly Guibly Wibly and Tim Tim.
Hey!
She's spoonerized the...
Yeah, they've changed up our nicknames. Very good.
You got full permission to drop my name. There's a lot of other bits after that, but I'm just going to say it. It's from... Wait a minute. Who is it from? Tim Wolfenstein. Fuck. Yes.
Well, obviously he wants people to say his name. He's got the best fucking name.
I've been following your exploits since season one, and I'm so happy that your third descent into madness, one you've endeavoured against all better judgment, still feels as fresh as the first and second. Though it's sad to know that you don't plan on another season, I can understand that 3 years are about as much as you can get out of having the worst idea, TM. It's been a delight listening to you two fine Kiwis forge a bond that transcends mere friendship, one tempered in the fires of hell, forever tortured by the many-headed dreadlord named Sandleric Kingor Josaviath. I'm afraid that I've fallen behind a bit since my listening, so someone may have already suggested the following. Just tell me to shut up at your nearest convenience if that's the case. I'm not going to shut up to tell you on an email, bro.
I'll have a crack at it.
All right. Guy, I know that you have vowed not to listen to Tim's solo episode, but there's one segment in there that showed a lot of premise. Now, this sounds familiar.
We've talked about it.
Tim noted that after a hard night of partying, one of the boys dropped a mysterious statement along the lines of, "You won't believe what's happened in that bathroom." It was Johnny Depp who said that.
Yeah, I remember this. And we talked about it and we were like, we've got to... I actually think I brought it up with you on the last step. I was like, we've got to remember what that guy said because I thought it could be a fun little segment.
I think I did it in my solo ep.
Yeah, you did. And then, you did it in your solo ep.
Yeah. And then you
read this out on the Friend Zone.
Right.
And I was like, you know what, actually, I'm not going to listen to the ep, but that's a good idea. And then the episode after that, I said to you, while we were watching the movie, I was like, what was that segment? We've got to try and remember it. And you're like, yeah.
But now here it is. I mean, that's it. That's pretty, I've paraphrased, but that's pretty much the meat and potatoes of this email. The last bit says, that said, may your dance music be forever performed by non-crying DJs and your PCP-induced cartoon horrors be few. Your friend from the far reaches of Germany, Tim Wolfenstein.
Thank you, Tim Wolfenstein. So the job is to speculate as to what happened in that bathroom.
We're not going to do it on the Friend Zone.
No, but something to bear in mind for next time.
Yeah, it's a bloody good idea for a segment. It's kind of weird that we're just recording in a theatre that's like open, because there's a dance show happening in here soon and people were just kind of milling around having a sniff. Is it okay, Faith?
The staff, okay, cool. The lovely Faith assures us it's fine.
Good stuff.
I got one here for you, Tim. Hey, guys, I wanted to talk to you about your... rephrase that. Hey, guys, I wanted to talk to you about mothers. Not our mothers.
Hit it at. Just mothers. Hit me with it.
A significantly absent mother was that of our young hero, Zaccoli. Another mother that was absent and unnamed featured in Grown Ups 2, Hiccups McGee. Her son was a strange and powerful warlock known as Brayden. Brady, the Rat King, was the child of Sex and the City star Charlotte York Goldenblatt. Not quite. Brady, the Rat King, is the son of Miranda and Steve. What do all the children have in common? Zaccoli, the beautiful heartthrob. Brayden, the powerful mystical warlock. Brady, the silent ruler of the known world. They're all powerful beyond belief.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This is the Holy Trinity. They are all one, yet one is all. Charlotte York Goldenblatt, the only logical answer. The Mother Mary, Hiccups McGee, Zaccoli's absent mother, Charlotte York Goldenblatt. The point falls over on account of him getting the mother wrong, but I see what he's saying.
Yeah, absolutely.
That, that Miranda has mothered all of these children.
Mother fathered a kid up.
Yeah, and obviously only cares for Braden. Even then, I mean, she's a fairly absent mother.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I think it's fantastic. I like the idea that all villains... Well, actually, no, hold on. This is slightly issue-ridden for me because the inference is that a powerful villain is created when there is an absence of mother. But I know people who don't have mums and they turned out better than me. Better human beings.
Yeah, it's a pretty low bar, Tim.
That's fair. But I like the power of a villain coming from an absence of something early on in their life. I think that's good, you know, a rich tapestry.
Hey, can I say this? I just got a message back from Callie Rivers, who watched the movie.
Real time.
And I said, how do you find the rest of the movie? This is what I got back. What do you think? It was fucking terrible, but kind of entertainingly terrible. Barely, though. It was a major bummer for me, though, as a former fan, to see the girls think this low. Sorry to hear that, Callie.
Here's a message from Nicole. Do you want it?
Faith it from the Bar loves Sex in the City, the
yeah,
TV
but
show.
Have you seen the second film? Where they go to Abu Dhabi?
Yeah.
Did you love it?
The new Middle East.
The new Middle East. Holy crap. How many times have you seen it?
Just recently, we went for Max out from season 1 to 6.
Faith has watched the whole... You've binge-watched every season and
getting
then did the movies
it.
On top.
You've been getting
so much
into it.
God damn. A great review from Faith. What would you rate the movie out of 5, the second movie? How many stars from Faith at the Bar? Two stars, 2.5 at a push. Nicole writes, hey, Guybo and Tim Tim. I wrote you boys a message on PayPal a few months ago, but I fear you may have missed it. However, in light of your recent breakout into the jock market, I felt the need to write you again. I made a highlight video for my Ultimate Frisbee team. See link
Sorry,
attached.
Dude, Ultimate Frisbee, you do not qualify as a jock. Get the fuck off our podcast.
Nah, dude, I only know a couple people personally who play Ultimate Frisbee and they're jocks.
How thin and pasty are they?
Nah, the it's dudes I know.
The engineers.
They play... They don't dude, play. They no. do Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and Ultimate Frisbee.
Yeah, and they are the most humiliating people I've ever heard of.
I used to revere and admire people who played Ultimate Frisbee. I tried to get in on it. And you know the hammer throw? Where they throw it upside down and you can like belt it out harder? There was a brief window in my life where I yearned to be able to hammer throw the Frisbee. I think that's what it's called, hammer throwing. And thank fuck I exited that phase within about 2 weeks of entering it because... No one needs to hammer throw a fucking frisbee. You just want to go chuck a frisbee with mates.
This is the kind
goodbye. Of... Goodbye. What a great Anzac Day. Done and dusted with the frisbee for the year. Thank you.
This is the fucking cynicism that I did not want Guy coming back off the plane from Australia with, and I was hesitant to put an Aussie on the podcast.
I got
to
tell
regarding.
You, look, I'm all for people doing what they enjoy. And if you like playing Ultimate Frisbee, all power to you. But do not lump yourself in with people who play lacrosse. What you play is like chess with a frisbee. It's fucking humiliating.
You are a massive piece of shit, Guy Montgomery. I can't believe you've made this judgment call and sullied the good name of the friend zone with it, to be honest. Anyway, the message continues. See my attached link. That would not have been possible without your podcast playing in the background as I sorted through hours of footage. So they've made a montage.
As if they couldn't make Ultimate Frisbee more nerdy, they've edited a video package of them playing it while listening to a podcast. What's this person's name? I'm going to find them. I'm going to find where they live.
I'm going to
dip into... I'm going to give them an American football and a black eye.
This is Nicole.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to...
Oh, no. I should have waited.
I'm going to borrow from the formatics of Bonus of the Heart and demand an apology section from you at the end of this podcast.
No worries.
Anyway, so she's edited it up. For that and many other mindless tasks, your accents, particularly the pronunciation of the word yes. Now, as I'm saying it, it's made me very self-conscious and giggle at myself. So good on you, Nicole. Pronunciation of the word yes and in-depth analysis over utterly meaningless subject matter have gotten me through. I thank you sincerely. Do it Destiny's Child style. Oh, I get it. Say my name. Nicole McDaniel.
I'm seeing
on the video, which I'm going to watch while Guy's going to apologize personally to you.
I would like to thank you for your message and apologize for the promise of tracking you down and hurting you. I was trying to do a bit.
That's a tricky thing about comedy, eh?
Yeah, and also I don't think you're a jock. I just don't think people who play Ultimate Frisbee are jocks. I'm sorry, but I'm not taking that from the record. I just can't.
Taking back the threat of violence.
I will retract that, and I will apologize and thank you for your correspondence and friendship.
I would have demanded an apology from you. You probably wouldn't have given it. Sans violence, though. It's just the fact that you're being so bloody negative about people who are playing Ultimate Frisbee. And I'm looking at this 4.5 minute highlights reel, and I'm on the edge of my goddamn seat, Guy. This is good stuff.
Good. Hey, I'm going to phone call that I've actually got to answer. So Henry's going to take the mic.
Good God.
I can confirm that you're at the very back of the seat. Your ass is in the back crease. You're not on the edge of your seat. And the video you watch probably fucking sucks, bro.
It's so appropriate that this is being recorded on Anzac Day because I feel like I'm at the bottom of the cliff in the moral right and I'm being fired on from all sides. I'm completely surrounded and on my own. But like a good Anzac crusader,
I'm there with you.
Press forward. Hey?
Like a good Anzac, I'm there with you.
No, you're the Turks in this analogy.
No, I'm not. I'm an Aussie. And we're in it together, dude. And just like when you're really good friends with someone, you can tell them how it is. I'm telling you, as your loyal ally, just like Guy believes, the Ultimate Frisbee is bullshit and you're not on the edge of your seat, you're at the back of your seat.
Fuck you. Get off the fucking microphone.
Have you seen
Henry Stone.
Hacksaw Ridge?
No, I have not.
Sucks.
Is that like Wolf Creek?
No. It's like a war aggrandization film that Mel Gibson made.
Ah. And how recent is it?
It was like in this year's Oscars.
That he hates Jewish people. Oh, it's the new one.
Yeah, just hell sucks ass.
Oh, true.
It reminds
me of
like
war. Do you like anything, bro? Have you got any light in your heart?
Yeah.
Or are you just pure darkness
name,
and cold?
But you'll have to name it and I'll say yes or no.
The Fate of the Furious.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah? What was your favorite bit?
Actually, I don't want to spoil it because... But for any Kiwis who've seen it, there's a particular scene...
Oh, BuzzFeed ruined that for me with a bloody title. I'm not going to say it for fear of ruining for others.
That was so good. I had not expected that scene and I got to watch it here with a Kiwi audience and it was like my favorite moment that I've had for quite some time. Well, the gasps and the chuckles and sort of just the way the air exited
the room. They didn't put it out
in
the marketing, eh? Like, they didn't promote that moment.
Yeah. Here's Guy back.
Was your second favorite bit when you thought it was over after 2 hours and 10 minutes and you got half an hour of bonus footage, you fucking idiot? This one comes from Steven.
Hey, how was that phone call, you fucking piker?
It was great. I'm going to go meet up with friend of the podcast, Paul Douglas, after this.
You came off of a recording of the podcast to take a call from PD.
Oh, he kept calling me.
That's insane. You're a madman.
No, I'm a good guy.
You got to get your priorities in order and stop threatening
rolling
women
on
with
this?
Violence.
He had a tag team partner in me. He had someone available.
Not
Thank
as
you,
long
Henry.
As you would think, and I'd be keen to know how long you think we've been recording for.
I reckon 22.
Oh, you're pretty close, actually. 24 and a half.
Not bad. This one reads, Dear Guy and Tim, don't know if you read Facebook messages on the Friend Zone episodes, but feel free to say my name if it comes up. Stephen McDonald, have you listened to the Friend Zone? Half of it's Facebook, baby. Catching up on season 3, and I just heard the ep containing a good 10 minutes worth of phone call with Mont Senior. Just wanted to say it was the best thing I've ever heard on a podcast. Oh, that is very flattering and savage. You've listened to everything
this
we've done.
This is why everyone loves my dad wrote a porno.
Yeah.
People love dads.
Guy, your father sounds like a fucking legend, and if I could wish for one thing on the podcast, it would be to have him as a guest for an episode. Your boys are an absolutely perfect team, and I'll everly listen to anything you cover in the future. Thanks for 3 perfect seasons. Looking forward to your further endeavours. All the best, Steve. Well, Steve, that was very generous, so thank you.
Are you going to tell your dad that? That Steve says
yeah, I'll pass.
Awesome?
I mean, if we can get...
you should forward that on to him.
If we can get Dad on the potty...
Yeah, I'd love that.
It'd be
Dad's
a good laugh.
Good guy. Felix writes, Dear Tim Clark Bat and Guy Colin Montgomery E. Who's Tim Clark?
Oh, who's to say?
Comedian?
Man.
golf themed. That's the next line.
Great.
Following on from worst idea of all time, surprising energy with sports, covered in episode 42 of The Friend Zone. Just this week, I was reading through the usual mindless and non-stop nonsense of a Facebook Messenger feed through the younger members of our club titled Handicap Golf Chat. The question put forward for discussion by a fellow golfer was, quote, who should I see at the Sydney Comedy Festival? Out of the blue came the names Tim Batt and Guy Montgomery. Now, boys, this was the last place on earth I thought I'd see these two beautiful names.
Oh, that's so good.
I am pleased. It pleased me to proclaim to the feed, with my head held high, that both solo tickets were purchased that very morning. I assume they mean by themselves. Quickly, a private chat opened between the recommendee, okay, I will say the name, James Rayner, and I, elated in the fact that unaware he was a listener, we shared our love for you two fuckboys. J-Ray, Fiji, myself, and my ex-girlfriend, who made me aware of the podcast, Izzy, will be coming along to both your solo shows on Sunday the 21st of May, and I couldn't be more excited.
After the podcast? Because the podcast is on that same day.
Oh, man, yes, double hitter. Please expect my $5 a month Patreon donation as a small token of gratitude for the many hours of oral pleasure. Would love to hear this read on the Friend Zone before the 21st. Shit. 21st of what?
May.
Yeah. Would very much make my flappy doodles twitch. Good God. With love from Felix. For the Friend Zone, P.S. If you ever feel like a game while in Sydney, James, a very competent golfer, off one... That means he is beyond very competent.
It means he's borderline amateur.
I would love to have you at our respective clubs for a beer and a bash. Felix, so much to unpack there. Firstly, you guys are probably the only people coming to my show in Sydney. So can I extend the warmest thanks to you imaginable? I've seen my ticket sales. You guys are representing potentially 100% of sales right now. It's wonderful news. And Guy, would you like to extend it?
Yeah, I just like to say a huge thank you. And also, I would actually love to bang out nine holes. We'll message it. Shoot us a message on the...
Henry is giggling like a schoolgirl.
Bang out nine holes.
Yeah, that's great. Totally accidental. I'll find a way to contact you. Thanks for the message. I got a big one here.
You're all right.
And I've also got a message for the Friend Zone. Ayo! Dear Tim Zilla and Guy Mera.
Why has it gone so blue today?
Just wanted to send you a note of praise and support after the excellent Bonus of the Heart crossover extravaganza.
Yeah.
Guy's despair breaks my heart, yet makes me laugh all the harder as I listen to your wonderful, ludicrous podcast. Truly, there have been no great absurdists since Beckett. I don't know what it is you tapped into, but the worst idea is paradoxically the best. I'd almost call it art, but I think that might kill the concept of art, and I don't want that on my hands. Maybe Guy's? The reason for my message is an interesting tidbit I read about the production of Mystery Science Theatre 3000. I don't know if it's as ingrained in the comedy culture of God's Own as it is here, but it shares some DNA with what you fellas do. If you haven't heard of it at all, the stripped-down premise is a guy and his robot friends are subjected to cheesy B-movies as a form of torture, maintaining their sanity by quipping over them. In the process of making the show, the writers have to view the films multiple times to refine their jokes. Several of them have said that, as they go through them over and over and over, they cling to, well... any shining light they can as a kind of anchor.
Oh, shit.
They look for the best qualities in these trashy movies, even when they're not really there. Anyway, thought I'd send you guys a friendly Friend Zone message before it all comes to an end. I'm on the Patreon, so hopefully you've been getting my soft-earned Canadian dollars on the regular. Cheers, boys. And even though I'll miss it, for fuck's sake, don't do this to yourselves again. Say my name, even if you can't. Sam Young.
Very tricky one.
Yeah, wrap my mouth around it, though.
Hey, Sam. Few things to unpack there. Firstly, and I can't say this enough, anyone who's giving us any amount of money on the Patreon, we are so incredibly grateful. You guys are the shit. Secondly, what was the rest of that message about? I got real tied up in the money thing real quick.
The message was just pretty much Sam Young being a good guy, saying that Mystery Science Theatre shares DNA with us.
That was the third point I was going to get to. My second point is saying that you would ruin art by comparing us to it. That is praise I don't think anyone deserves, least of all us.
I love it, God bless
you for saying it. And thirdly, MS3K, definitely a concept that Guy and I have, like, people have come up to us and told us that our show is formatically similar to. I have to confess, I have not watched it.
Neither
have I. The rebooted new one on Netflix or the old original
also
series.
On Netflix.
Is the old ones on Netflix too?
Yeah, they got put up I think there was like some best of episodes as well.
Juice everyone up.
To promo, yeah.
I mean, I should get into it for sure. That's crazy that they use the terminology shining light too.
Yeah.
But yeah,
Thank you so much.
I do want to check out Mystery Science Theater 3000 because I think a lot of people who like our podcast have watched that and they're like,
it's
the same vein of comedy.
Ruddy Tootley.
You're so distracted by your phone, guy. I feel like you're not even looking at me.
Well, I was just reading the remaining messages, but none of them are for the friend zone.
But look at me and tell me how you feel.
I feel great, Tim.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. I'm so happy to be back in New Zealand. We've got a very exciting next episode we're going to record. It's going to be a lot of fun for you at home. It's going to have something old, something new, something borrowed, and something blue. That's all I'll say.
Oh, hopefully.
And aside from that, please come along to live podcasts. If you're in New Zealand, check out mine and Tim's shows. We're both playing in Wellington and Auckland at different times. And check us out at the Sydney Comedy Festival. All of my dates are available at Guymont Comedy. GuymontComedy.com/shows.
And let me say this. If you go to littleempirepodcast.com and you click on the live shows button, everything is there. It's got my live shows. It's got Guy's live shows, Auckland, Wellington, Sydney. It's got our upcoming show in the Sydney Comedy Festival. It's doing Worst Idea. It's got everyone else.
All
who's
the
on
other
the
thoroughbreds and the Little Empire stables have all got their dates up there.
So just get in there, and it's also right up the top of the page. Got the video of us doing our live ep in Melbourne, so you can get a taste of what it's like to be part of it.
That's beautiful stuff,
isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Henry, you got anything to say?
I'm a huge fan of everything.
That's Henry Stone, ladies and gentlemen.
Very faint praise. Well,
thanks to the Basement for having us.
Yeah.
Basement Theatre in Auckland.
Make sure you get up if you're in Auckland, come along and see a show down at the Basement Theatre. Fantastic venue, my favourite to play at in the whole city.
Bye, everybody. We'll catch you real soon.
Well, it's the Friend Zone with Tim and Guy. Come to the Friend Zone and have a good time. Yes, it's the Friend Zone with Tim and Guy. Because making friends is the best idea of all time.
Thanks for listening to this Little Empire podcast. We've got live shows happening in the New Zealand International Comedy Festival powered by Flick Electric Co. So go to comedyfestival.co.nz and buy tickets now. Meanwhile, if you enjoyed this show, maybe you should listen to Walkout Boys with Nick Sampson and Joseph Moore.
Walkout Boys!
Ooh, yeah, the Walkout Boys. So this movie immediately, really just a middle finger to the face of all creationist believers. Just really a real fuck you.
Yeah.
Look, there were dinosaurs, and in this time, Rita Repulsa was fighting some alien Power Rangers. One of them, played by Bryan Cranston, and they all get killed, and then the power coins get buried underground.
Yeah, we know, Nick.
Okay. Cut to modern times. We're jerking off cows.
Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.